You're with SBS Spice.
It's very rare that we actually can get together and hear about our stories and who we are, rather than just getting together for, you know, a wedding or something.
Welcome back to SBS Spice. I'm Suhaila Sharif. This episode is a special one, as my co-host Dilpreet Duggar and I had the opportunity to attend the Australian SICK Awards for Excellence for 2026. The biannual event recognised the achievements of Australia's SICK community, including excellence in community service, excellence in agriculture, and excellence in sport. The SICK community has had a history spanning almost 200 years in Australia. Their legacy as Australians has been cemented by members being involved in acts of service for the broader community, as ingrained by a SICK value known as Seva.
Something that has always stood strong for me is the sense of community and a sense of contribution. So, you know, we call that Seva, you know, selfless service to our community. And it's something that I've always strived for in the work that I do.
That is the voice of acclaimed actor, director and producer, Bali Padda.
If I don't feel like I'm contributing something to other people, that I'm not helping them, if I'm not giving them opportunities, then I don't feel like I'm being valuable. And I think that's a really integral part to our identity that I feel really proud about as well.
We spoke to Bali at the beginning of the evening as he shared the power in recognising the successes and legacies of SICK Australians.
I think it's so important for us to acknowledge our specific community. We are a very specific and unique community that exists here in Australia, but also globally. And, you know, our community has been here for generations. I personally believe that there's an importance in generating a sense of pride in who we are. Who we are as Sikhs, as Indians, as Australians, as Punjabis, as people who exist and live here with our culture, with our identity, and that we get to acknowledge each other in all of our pursuits as well. So it's so amazing that we all get to share all of our different aspects of who we are. So I could share from being a performing artist and a filmmaker and a theatre maker to someone who is doing extraordinary work in the medical space.
Bali entered the event as a finalist in the Excellence in Arts, Culture and Music category and left as the winner. His work in the film and theatre industries has elevated him as a pillar in creative arts for the SICK community. With works such as the Logie-nominated Optics and the Emmy-nominated All Her Fault, his efforts were celebrated and supported by attendees. Another winner we spoke to on the night was Manith Singh. With a background in industrial design, his professional work has championed Seva in the healthcare and aged care industries and has already been recognised in the James Dyson Awards and the Victoria Premier's Design Awards. We caught up with Manith just after he took home the award for Young Australian SICK of the Year, celebrating the achievements of those 30 years old and under.
Oh, no words, to be honest. I'm like really overwhelmed and really, you know, honoured to be here amongst some of the brightest in the room. Yeah, it's always great to see people representing the community and me getting the opportunity to do that too. So, yeah, really grateful just to be in the same room, yeah.
Manith beamed with pride as he shared how the awards give members of the SICK community an opportunity to step back from their ongoing efforts in uplifting others and instead take a pause to applaud those who have worked to strengthen broader Australia.
I think oftentimes, like the community that's built on, you know, giving others, living for other people, I think it's really important for us to recognize those that are, you know, like doing well in the community. And I think giving them the boost that they you know, like really good for them to push forward. I think that's a really good thing.
In speaking to Manith, he touched on how the Australian SICK Awards for Excellence have elevated young community members to strive for success through their careers, passions and volunteering contributions.
Inspiring the younger generation, I think that's really important. And it gives them the opportunity to see like the people in their community are doing really great things. So I think that's a really valuable thing, and I think that's why these awards should exist in that same spot, yeah.
Mirroring these sentiments of youth empowerment was founder of Turbans for Australia and a familiar voice on SBS Spice, Amara Singh. Amar commended the youth-led movement, Sick Youth Australia, in being a driving force for the awards ceremony.
I think I'm very proud of SYA for putting the show together for our next generation, but also to mingle all of these people from different political aspirations and, you know, communities to bring together. I think this is what's missing in our community. So SY is doing this really well, and that's why I'm happy to support this.
As Amar also mentioned, the ceremony united people from all walks of life to celebrate the Sikh community, including politicians, dignitaries, and community professionals. This included politician Stephen Camper, the MP for Rockdale and the New South Wales Minister for Multiculturalism, Sport, Jobs and Tourism, and for Lands and Property.
I knew in advance how, you know, how wonderful the Sikh community and how successful the Sikh community has been within our broader community too, and how appreciated they are. I think it's very important we celebrate that, and we do that. And I love the way it's done through the youth movement, actually being part of honouring and honouring the high achievers within their community. I think that's beautiful.
In true SBS style, Dilpreet also used this opportunity to teach Stephen some Punjabi.
Do you know the greeting in Punjabi?
I don't.
No. Do you want me to teach you?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's say Sat.
Sat.
Sri.
Sri.
Akal.
Akal.
Sat Sri Akal.
Sat Sri Akal. Sat.
Sat Sri Akal.
Sat Sri Akal.
Amazing, well done.
This is SBS Spice.
The final winner we spoke to on the night was Bijinder Dugal OAM. Bijinder was recognised as Australian Sikh Woman of the Year for 2026. This award held immense significance in fortifying the contributions of Sikh women, not only to their community, but to wider Australia. Bijinder is the co-founding director of the Asha Australian Foundation, which was established to support and empower elderly members of the Australian Indian community. She provided a deep reflection on how her work has been intertwined with the teachings of Sikhism.
Being a Sikh woman means a lot to me. In a Gurbani, in our Sikhism, it says, Sokyo manda ki jis jame rajan, which means the women who gives birth to the kings and all that, she is on the top of the world and we can't say anything wrong about her. So our women do a lot of work. They do raise their children, the grandchildren, even great-grandchildren. And this award is not for me, but every woman, every young, old, and middle-aged women who have made the sacrifice, and to my family, to my parents, to my mother, my grandmother, my mother-in-law, and to all the people in the community. Above all, to all the people who have trusted in me and who have supported me and stand with me day after day to carry on and create a supportive, inclusive, caring community in a migrated land, which we call very proudly Australia.
The award ceremony brought together around 250 people for a night that glittered with pride, acceptance, and hope. In a time where the place of South Asians in Australia continues to be questioned by discriminatory voices, the Australian Sikh Awards for Excellence epitomised how multicultural Australia shines when it's given the time, support and resources to thrive. After an evening beautifully laced with heartfelt speeches, Bhangra and Gidda performances by dance group Lashkari Punjab there, and a musical set by Rohani Dillon, it felt only right to end this podcast with a Punjabi twist. Dilpreet asked some of our guests what their favourite phrases to say in Punjabi were.
Okay, wrapping up Bali, tell us your favourite thing to say in Punjabi.
Favourite thing to say in Punjabi? Oi, Gidda.
Oi, hoi. Sonia.
Sonia.
See, Miss Universe. And last thing, Manit, what's your favourite thing in Punjabi to say?
The theme of the night has been Chak De Fatte, so yeah. I think...
And you've done that already.
So. Yeah, there you go.
What's your favourite thing to say in Punjabi, Amar?
Oh, Sat Sri Akal ji and goodbye.
Excuse me, tone down the sass.
Oh, no. Okay, I think favorite thing there will be kidda. You know, kidda bhai, theek hai, you know. Especially when I see apne munde kede mili dena, kidda bhai, theek ho. That just, you know, for me is like also connecting with my roots. And I think we should all do say that. Jadon koi apna banda kede milda, jarur sat sri akal, hello, kaho unna nu. Because sometimes they miss the family connection, their friendship, na. Unna ko karo and it can work wonders for them.
I hope you enjoyed this out and about listening experience with SBS Spice, and congratulations to all the winners of the Australian Sikh Awards for Excellence. Please also check out our Instagram and YouTube channel, Simply search for SBS Spice to catch some clips of this evening, along with many more stories from the South Asian community in Australia. Also, rate us on wherever you get your podcasts and keep up to date by following us on our various digital homes. This is Suhaila Sharif for SBS Spice. Chak de fatte.
You're with SBS Spice.